Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. There are no trains running from Paris's Saint-Lazare station this morning. A signal failure means that trains have ground to a standstill. The SNCF has urged passengers to take a different route. The 30th day of the SNCF rail strike today means that otherwise two-thirds of TGV services are running, 3 out of 5 Transilien trains and half of TER. The reform of the SNCF is due to be adopted today in the Assemblée Nationale. Tomorrow, senators will approve the text that will come into force on January 1st, 2020. The head of the farming union, FNSEA, Christian Lambert, met with the Minister for Agriculture last night. The union will convene this morning to decide if the blockade of France's main oil refineries and fuel depots will continue. Emmanuel Macron will be delivering on one of his main campaign promises today, free glasses, dentures and hearing aids. The president is due to roll out the 100% reimbursement measure during a speech in which he will outline his social policy today. Macron will also address the issues of old age and dependency. 13 départements remain on orange weather alert this morning following the heavy rain of the last few days. Heavy rain is still expected to fall in the Pyrénées-Atlantique and the Hautes-Pyrénées. 11 other départements are on alert for the risk of flooding from the Ille-et-Vilaine to the Eure-et-Loire and the Haute-Garonne. And finally, Kim Jong-un has accepted Donald Trump's invitation to visit the United States. The announcement came after yesterday's historic summit between the two leaders. Kim Jong-un said that the meeting marked a drastic turning point in relations between Pyongyang and Washington. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.